Been talking about calm leaders and how much we need calm leaders right now, and well, some people are stepping up the plate and some aren't, but I wanted to take a pause on that. Not necessarily a pause, that's a bad way to say it, that needs to continue, but my messaging, I wanted to talk about something else today, and I want to talk about leadership, and I want to use a boot. That's right, that's a big boot, that's my boot, and I want to talk to you about leadership by utilizing a boot. You know, it doesn't matter what you determine or deem success as. Some people, you know, if you're in the military like myself, or maybe you're in the civilian sector, people tend to look at success as, you know, if you've got your higher end, if you're in the military, higher end on the promotion status, right, of if you're higher enlisted or higher officer, same type of thing, different terminology, but same thing in the civilian sector, right? People tend to, you know, attribute success to those types of things. But, you know, success can be determined and deemed by you, anything that you want it to be, right? So for me, it's being a good husband. I want to be a better husband, a better father, and a better airman, a leader of airmen, right? So that those faith, family, and service are my personal values, those personal core values of mine, which so happened just to tie nicely with Air Force, but those are my personal values. And I would tell you, when you're pursuing those personal values, whatever your personal values are, whatever success is for you, it's going to be a mountain, right? Some of you might have seen before, you know, an iceberg. We talk about leadership, all those things when you're trying to achieve success, all those things that people don't see. And I love hiking, so I attribute things to a mountain. So not necessarily an iceberg, but a mountain. So when I want to get to the peak of that mountain, and for me, based on my personal values, you know, those things I just listed to you, that's a journey, right? That's not going to happen overnight. So whatever you're deeming success as, more times than not, it's going to be a journey, and it's going to take some work. So why am I holding a boot right now when we talk about leadership and we talk about your journey, right? So what does a boot have to do with anything? And when I'm holding this boot, there's a lot of things that might come to mind that you might want to joke or poke fun at. But on a serious note, what comes to mind when you see a boot, right? I mean, we got some good tread down here, some good stability, right? What comes to mind? And I would tell you, since this is not in front of an audience where you can provide answers back, most things that come to mind for most people is work, hard work. So when you're thinking about getting to the top of the mountain, you're going to have to do a lot of hard work. The blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice, and defeat and failure that nobody ever talks about, really. That's what comes when you wear a boot. But the only way you're going to get to the top of that mountain is if you wear the boot. But you know, I went through some professional military education at one point in time, and they had a fancy term for another type of leadership and another type of people that take a journey. And you know, I refer to it as the lazy fairy. That's not the real official term, but that's what I call it, the lazy fairy. You know, fairies, it's all fake and make-believe and pixie dust, right? And we all know what laziness is. So a lot of times when people are trying to make their hike to the top of their mountain, whether it's trying to be a good leader, whether it's trying to be a better person, whether it's trying to be, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, it's a long journey, and it needs something. You need some stability, and you need some good tread. You need that courage and that mental toughness, right, to get up the mountain. And that's what the boot represents. But oh, so many times I've found that people try to wear a slipper. What's a slipper good for? Nobody really knows what a slipper's good for, other than, I don't know, when you're at the house being lazy, just chilling and relaxing. Now, I'm not saying you can't wear a slipper. I'm just saying when you're on your journey to the top of your mountain, to whatever that success looks like, you better be wearing a boot. Because if you're wearing a slipper, you're not going to get there. And then you're going to sit at the bottom of the mountain and cry about everybody else that's going up the mountain. And you're going to look at the top of the mountain, and you're going to make accusations of people on top of the mountain because your butt was wearing a slipper the whole time. Now, I got this slipper. I stole this from my wife, so y'all don't tell her now. But seriously, there's nothing wrong with wearing a slipper when you're at your house. But as you're comparing the two, when you're trying to make your trek to the top of the mountain, you need to lace up a boot. So a lot of times you'll hear me say out there that, hey, you wearing a boot or you wearing a slipper today? And that's where I'm getting at. Because you have to have the mentality of wearing a boot, because it's work. A lot of times people say if it's dress and overalls and looks a lot like work, nobody wants anything to do with it. They want what's on top of the mountain, though. You know, we live in a society today, it really hasn't changed much from times past. It's just the way information is shared and communicated, right? But we live in a time where people are used to just clicking their button. Like on this video, you'll be able to click the button and boom, there it is, right? And then click the delete and it's gone, right? But on a serious note, you know, people think they can just look at the top of the mountain and look at somebody that they think is successful and has the things that they want and has done the things that they want to do, and they think they're just going to hit the play button. They think they're going to hit the instant button. They don't lace up the boot. When you're hitting the instant button, you're grabbing the slipper. What I need you legends to do is put the slippers down. Lace up your boots and let's get after it. You know me. This is Caleb, and we keep it real. Oh.